Today is Thursday, the 12th of June, in the 10th week of Ordinary Time. The nuns of St. Cecilia's Abbey sing, Ubi caritas est vera, Deus ibi est. Wherever love is true, God is there. Look at the people around you. Look into their faces. Think of the lives they lead when they get off this bus or this train. Their work, their worries, their passions, their loves. God is present here, the God who is love. Present, living, dwelling in every one of these people and in you. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, You shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you, that if you are angry with a brother or a sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny.
If you have never in your life called anyone a fool, then you must be a very unusual person. These words of Jesus are not intended to make us all feel guilty. They are meant rather to encourage us not to judge others. Ponder for a moment if there is anyone who has anything against you. Not necessarily anyone you have anything against, but anyone who has anything against you. Thinking about that person, did you feel the temptation to judge them? How did you deal with it? Now consider, is there any way that you can reach out in reconciliation towards anyone who has anything against you? If there is someone you need to make your peace with, but you can't think of any way, ask God to enlighten you and suggest something. In the light of all this, and maybe thinking about that person, listen to the reading again.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or a sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny."
Can you ask God now for the grace to hold back from judging and to live in peace and harmony with others? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.